Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get a little bit more perspective on the NBA and what's going on based on the Jacob Blake situation that's going on in Wisconsin. And we bring in, I think, probably one of only two guys that I know who are over 7 foot that I truly consider a friend. That I one is Adrianus Ogoskis, and the other guy is the mayor of Warrensville Heights, former Ohio State Buckeye, played at Wisconsin, played for the Bulls. I have a lot of trouble remembering those days, though, and other teams around the NBA. He is Brad Sellers, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Andy, you're too kind, my friend.
How are you, Mr. Mayor?
You and Z. How many friends do you, just before we get into all the real stuff, how many friends do you have that are over 7 foot?
A ton.
You do?
Listen, there's a lot of guys I know that are over 7 foot. That's a ton.
I mean, that's got to be like a special.
More than you could imagine.
That's got to be like a special community talking about where to get suits and shoes and clothing, right?
Listen, there's some tall people in this world. They're like, here. I mean, when you see them, you're like, wow, you're a pretty big guy. You really don't know it until you get up on them.
Well, Brad, it's one of the reasons why I look up to you literally for all of our conversations. All right, Brad, let's talk about the NBA and what's going on right now. And just, first of all, your reaction to, you know, guys not playing last night and where we are with the game itself.
Well, I think the players, not just in the NBA, but players across the across this world, right, were appalled at what they saw happen in Minneapolis. And it really didn't begin in Minneapolis. It's just been a culmination of events for a number of years. And people now are at a point where they want to weigh in and express their differences with it, right, because they don't see it changing. And the thing about it really is I sit back and I see where, because I try to read the feeds when I can. You know, some people don't like it, right? They don't like it, right? And I can just tell you, Andy, I was with a guy in Chicago. Michael Jordan got eviscerated by the black community because he was too apolitical at a time, right? When things were going on in this country and they wanted him to weigh in because he had some bandwidth out here. And so we have evolved over years. That was 30 years ago. We've evolved now where the group of young people that are out here now, they want to become involved, right? And, you know, I'm a guy in the process of shaping futures and having the ability to weigh in on things. I think it's part of the American way. I do. I think any time great change has occurred in this country is because people have driven it. It hasn't come from the top. It's been driven from the people. And what you see going across this country and this world right now is being driven by the people.
Brad, You see what's taking place down in the bubble, and you see the way that people are, or that the NBA players are reacting to everything that is going on. What do you think would be the best measure if you were in their shoes?
Well, I just think this. I think the power is in the forum. See, when they created the bubble, what they created was the opportunity, because it's difficult when everybody spread across the country to organize. Well, they're here in the same place. It's easy to talk to someone here face to face, and they understand the power of the moment. They understand that there's a responsibility that comes with the positions that they hold, and whether you agree or disagree with them, right? It's the American way. And what I take issue with is this, right? I'm the father of four. I raise my children to weigh in when it's appropriate, right? So if you elect to weigh in and you have good rationale, what you feel that should be to be explained to folks, then come on in. But understand the water is warm when you come in. Right? You cannot get – things don't happen out here. They don't happen in this country. They don't happen in any municipality run out here if people or somebody isn't driving it, right? We have a problem out here, right? And it's not new. There's a problem here. And that's what you see. I saw a good friend of mine, Doc Rivers. I saw his explanation, and I thought it was spot on. I saw Chris Weber. I thought he was spot on. There are a number of people out here that are spot on. And they're not all African-American, right? There are a number of people
right.
who this is disturbing, right? And what they're looking for is some leadership from someone. See, we sit out here and hold these positions all day, right? But there's some leadership required here. You can't always hide behind the curtain. You got to come out front.
Brad, when it comes to the NBA and last night, so, you know, we heard about some of the meetings, and you could see on social media LeBron was not happy, happy at all. And rightfully so. I wonder from a player's perspective as you're sitting there saying, hey, we should walk away from the bubble because we need to get back out in the communities right now. Essentially, you know, the platform has been we need to get people out to go vote, right? And
right.
LeBron last night, if you read some of Sham Sharania's stuff, you know, he's saying LeBron walked out of the meeting last night. Now, they are meeting again today at 11, and the Lakers and the Clippers followed him. I wonder, you know, the pressure of a player to see LeBron doing that, on the outside, you're like, well, it's LeBron. Everyone's going to follow him. But realistically, if you're, let's just say you're Deion Waiters. Deion Waiters is a good point here. Deion Waiters has made – $375,000 this year. I mean, that's right. peanuts compared to the $37 million LeBron's making
right.
for the Lakers. Is it? What's it like for that player? For LeBron to walk out and make the statement, it's huge. But the other guys are worker bees in this situation. LeBron has a powerful platform, but if you're a player who's in the league right now, and you know $375,000 a year is a huge amount of money for the 99.9% of the Americans in this country.
Absolutely.
But if you're sitting there and you're Deion Waiters and you're like, I get it, LeBron can do this, but, you know, I'm trying to make, you know, a living for my family too, and should I stop playing? Like, that's got to be the conversation going on today, right?
Well, I don't know if it's a conversation, but it's definitely – you'd be foolish to think that people aren't thinking about it, right? And here,
right.
everybody's got to have – listen, first of all, Andy, there's nobody out here that's a mindless drone, right? You can
right.
tell by the way these guys articulate their thoughts to the public. They're not mindless drones, right? And they're pinch points
right.
out here. And everybody has a pinch. I don't know a person out here doesn't have a pinch point, right? And
right.
at some point, mine may deviate from yours. You know, I understand this. Sometimes the moment requires certain things of certain people, right? LeBron James got more bandwidth than everybody else, right? Jordan had more bandwidth
right.
than everybody else, right?
That's a good way
and
to
sometimes
it, yeah.
the masses rely on those people to kind of lead the way, right? Because there is a responsibility to having these positions when you're sitting high atop the throne, right? And sometimes it's not because Andy, it's not about the money. This has nothing to do with money. Doc Rivers said, "What did he say?" We love
about
this country, and sometimes this country don't love us back.
Oh. Wow.
That's a problem. Doc Rivers, whose father was a cop for 35 years in Maywood, Illinois.
Right.
And what they're saying is there's a problem here. I'm tired of sweeping it under the rug. We need to have it addressed. Right? And it is the civil rights moment for this era. See, I'm a guy born in the 60s, so I caught the tail end of it, right? I could tell you some stories
right.
that I've seen across this country here involving myself that some might not have the perspective I've had. But there's a moment of reckoning here, right? They want it addressed. It's not being addressed. And so if people think that it's going away, it's not going away. Somebody has to keep pushing the issue until we can come to here. I said, not I come to a resolution, till we come to a resolution that's acceptable by the majority. You look across this bandwidth of people that have joined into this moment. I'm not deterred by, you know, because people try to frame it in the looting and the robbery, and you get that. It's a percentage of the action, right? But it's a percentage of the action of any movement out here, right? It doesn't have to be civil rights. But in this, Andy, in this, there are people here that are protesting a issue. So they always talk about the end result. They talk about the rioting and the looting. Well, let's talk about what caused the problem. You never hear anybody talking about what caused the problem. It wasn't the shooting in Wisconsin that caused the problem. It's the series of activities that caused the problem, right? And it's not just this year. You have seen grown men, Chris Webber, Doc Rivers. They were almost in tears. Now they're making more money than anybody else out here, right? They don't have to weigh in. You can sit it out on the sideline, right? Doc Rivers didn't have to weigh in on this. But obviously, it's beyond the game that he's coaching and teaching. He has kids. He has children. Grandchildren. What lessons are we teaching out here? Whether you are for it or whether you are against it, the one thing we're not going to do is have it undermined by false narratives. Colin Kaepernick wasn't kneeling because he disrespected the flag. That's not what that was about. But it got co-opted along the way, right? And he couldn't articulate it enough to say this is not about that, right? And so when you don't speak to it, those forces out here were co-opted, and it got co-opted. This is no different than what he was talking about. That was 4 years ago yesterday.
Time flies. Are they better off going back on the floor or not? What do you think? I think you bring it to the forefront if you go back on the floor. If you don't, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, that NBA platform is there for them every night.
Yeah.
To be able to talk and spur conversation and try to create change. But if they walk away from playing basketball right now, is that still there at the same magnitude?
Well, if you're asking me what I think, I don't think you go to the forum. I think I can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time.
Okay.
I do it every day with the day job I have here. Yes, I do. Right?
Sure.
So I think most people are intelligent enough and multifunctional enough to be able to do a couple things at one time, right? I think the forum that they have now is because the COVID-19 situation has leveraged them all to be in a place at one time, right?
Right.
It is just like I would just tell you, if college sports could organize, they'd have a hell of a union. But because it's all disjointed, you can't do it.
Hey, guys, so, breaking news real quick. The NBA players have decided to resume the playoffs, a source tells Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. So the NBA players have decided to resume the playoffs.
Well, here, that just leads to what I was just saying. Because you have the form. I think you keep the form. You keep it in front of people, right? And what you're keeping in front of people is the issue. Get back to the cause. That's what you keep in front of people. What is the cause of this issue? And put that on the floor. You know, I'm a political junkie now, right? So yes. I watch everybody's convention, right? I do, because I want to hear what different perspectives from different people. I watch a number of news channels. Because I want to read a different number of periodicals so I can get a perspective from every. I don't want to be just one-sided, right? Mm-hmm. And the one thing I just wish at one time, just lay the real cards on the table. I think there are a number of people around this country that love this country, right? I do. And I think the guys that are out here making a stand, they love this country. And I'm not going to have it co-opted by anybody. Your idea is no better than their idea, right? The beauty in this right. country is we have a chance to debate it and figure out a solution. But in order to figure out a solution, we have to lay the real problem on the table and say, this is the problem, not the manufactured, made-up problem, right? You have real families hurting out here. You have real people that are in harm's way. And this didn't here. This didn't start in 2020. It did not. And some people know about it more than others. And sometimes you have to defer to that. And I think that's what Doc Rivers was speaking to. I think that's what Chris Webber was speaking. Chris Webber was speaking to yesterday. Right. So now this is a great opportunity for this country to rise up and figure out what it is we want to do collectively. We. Right. Gotcha. And I don't think anybody's opinion should be undermined until we have that dialogue and debate.
Brad, as always.
Because I would say this. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would hope that I would hear from that group as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. That was phenomenal, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
All right, Brad, Andy, I'll catch up with you later. I always appreciate
you guys.
Your time.
You know,
appreciate
you keep up the good fight. You know, listen, this country's going to be just fine, right? Because it always is. Because the people make it the country they want it to be. Not a small percentage. It's always the majority at the end of the day. Majority rules at the end of the day. Some people don't like that, but that's how it works.
Brad, thanks, man. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We always appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
Okay. See you guys.
Right. Brad Sellers, the mayor of Warrensville Heights, longtime friend
of
the show, longtime friend of the family as well. So, Brad, nice enough to join us and give us some perspective on what's going on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.